For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. For months, Michigan military personnel have been supporting state agencies on the front lines in the fight to stop the spread of COVID-19. On this Veterans Day, I spoke with Michigan National Guard Adjutant General Major General Paul Rogers, who says more than 1,100 troops were involved in fighting the pandemic at the height of the response.
And they were doing missions anywhere from logistics to testing to specialized skills, such as some of our medical personnel were supporting, you know, food distribution, the food bank. So they really had a broad impact across the entire response. Currently, today, we have approximately 250 still serving in response to COVID.
Yesterday, Governor Whitmer sent a letter to President Trump requesting an extension of the federal funding that is needed to support the Guard's mission with COVID-19 through the end of March. Do we know how much the state is asking for and what that would accomplish?
So the request is to reimburse the state for 100% of the state's costs for the missions that they are asking us to do. And with everything going on and the pandemic continuing, having the National Guard available as an asset is very, very important. We're never the principal response. We are always there in support of other state agencies. So in regards to the pandemic, we're largely there supporting the Department of Health and Human Services. They're the lead. We support them. But having that authority be reimbursed by the federal government is critical for allowing us to truly support the needs of the state during a crisis.
And how likely is it that we'll have that request granted?
I've learned not to make predictions because, too much opportunity for miscalculation. I'm hopeful everybody understands how devastating this crisis is. Early on, it was 100% reimbursement. The last several months, it's been 75% reimbursement. So I'm hopeful we will get approved for the 100% and that we can be brought to bear without any hesitation in the response for the state.
Well, we learned this week that Pfizer, which of course has a presence in Michigan, is ramping up a large-scale vaccine test. With any luck, it will get through the FDA process relatively quickly. And once that does happen, what role do you see the Michigan National Guard playing in distributing a vaccine to the people who need it the most?
As I mentioned, we're always there in support. So we will work with the Department of Health and Human Services to help lay out the plan, to figure out where we could add value, where we're necessary, and that will determine what our role will be. But we are prepared to support any role from distribution, storage, anything we can do to help, we are ready to help.
Well, there's other news, too, besides just COVID that involves military as well. There's some bipartisan legislation in Michigan that was just announced this week that would ease some barriers for service members and veterans and their dependents to become licensed in certain occupations. If that is approved, what impact do you foresee that having on our state economy?
That is such an exciting initiative, and it's an important step forward. This initiative really is geared toward offering opportunities for families, particularly families transitioning off active duty and coming back to the state of Michigan, or for active duty people transferring into the state of Michigan. What this allows working spouses to do who are in licensed professions is to take the license from the state they're coming from and apply it to Michigan. And it really builds upon the strength of our families.
On this Veterans Day in particular, is there anything special you'd like to tell the troops under your command?
I am so proud of them. It's an honor for me to serve in their midst and serve alongside just great Americans and great Michiganders. So I'm proud of them each and every day. And what they do on a daily basis is just incredible.
Major General Paul Rogers is the Adjutant General of the Michigan National Guard and the Director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. General, thank you again for explaining the mission with COVID-19 here in the state, for taking some time for us. And again, sir, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Kevin, and happy Veterans Day to you. And once again, thank you for your service.
Not a problem, sir. My honor. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.